In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Today's gospel from the 18th chapter of Matthew is about forgiveness. And we know as Christians, forgiveness is a very important part of our spiritual life. We know this because we're baptized, we become partakers of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ in baptism. And we live an ongoing relationship to God through Jesus Christ in the sacraments, in the life of the church. But then things don't always go the way we want them to. We have faults. We have shortcomings. We don't do the will of God. We sometimes know what it is, but we choose to do otherwise. We're mired in sins. So we come to God and we ask for reconciliation. We ask to be reunited to Him in the sacrament of confession. We know, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is important. But just how important, we sometimes forget. And this gospel today really underscores it. Forgiveness. This gospel starts out talking about the kingdom of heaven is like. So Jesus begins telling this parable by saying, this is what heaven is. This is what will happen in heaven. And then he tells the parable. It's one of the kingdom parables in the Gospel of Matthew. See, we have to remember that we are sons of God through Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice on the cross. And that's how we become sons of God, not through any righteousness of our own. Jesus Christ died for us while we were dead in our sins. He did not receive us to God because we were good people. We were dead in our sins and he brought us into a new relationship with God by dying on the cross and drawing all men to himself. So if we are sons of God, we mentioned last Sunday, we were reminded that this is through a covenant. This is through a covenant. God arranges covenants with his people. He finds people to believe in him and to do his will, and then he makes agreements with them. Going all the way back, there's a covenant with Noah in Genesis. There's a covenant with Abraham. I will be your God, and you will be my people if you keep this word. So we have this agreement with God. The new covenant is sons of God. We become sons of God through the cross. Through Jesus Christ's death on the cross and becoming a part of that. We just said we participate in that through our baptism and throughout our lives in an ongoing relationship to God through the church. So this is how we are sons of God. This is how we call God Father. Did you notice that when we pray the Lord's Prayer as a church on Sunday, if you've never listened for it, listen today. We first beg God that he would allow us without condemnation and with boldness to address him as Father. We don't want to be condemned. So in other words, we need to keep our part of the covenant. And that's where the gospel comes in today. The gospel tells us that there was a lord who had a servant, and the servant had a huge debt, and it came time to settle the accounts. He couldn't pay. So the Lord had mercy and compassion on the servant, and he forgave him the debt. And then that servant went away and encountered a fellow servant. Now that fellow servant owed the first servant quite a bit. And the first one asked him to pay, and when he couldn't, he had him arrested and thrown in jail. When the Lord found out about that, he was furious, and he punished the first servant. And he said, you wicked servant, I forgave you. Could you not do the same? And then Jesus teaches us through this parable that our Father will deal with us accordingly. We are the servants. He is the Lord. We need to do as we expect God to do for us. And in the Lord's Prayer, that's exactly what we ask God for. Forgive us our trespasses. We recognize ourselves as being less than we should. We are sinners. Forgive us. As we forgive those who trespass against us. So we're basically telling God, in as much as we're willing to forgive others, God, please forgive us. We're telling God, we have this covenant with you. We are your sons. You are our Father. And all of us are sons, whether we're men or women, right? Because we inherit the kingdom. We inherit the kingdom of heaven. We don't want that inheritance to be condemnation and punishment and God telling us, you didn't do what you asked me to do for you. So we have to be mindful of that. We have to find forgiveness. That's the message today. There are really two things, and we see them in this gospel. There are two components to this. The first is this feeling of pity for somebody. You know, pity is often dismissed in our culture. Well, we can't have pity. Pity is very valuable. And what it really means is having compassion, co-suffering with somebody. You know, looking at somebody, and if they hurt or if they're suffering, really wanting to be a part of it just so they have somebody to be with them and they're not alone. We see this throughout the Gospels. You know, Jesus has compassion on the crowds when they come to him. When he sees them wandering like sheep without a shepherd, he has compassion. He's moved with compassion. Happens repeatedly throughout the Gospels. This is really, this feeling of pity is more of an abiding attitude of the heart. It's how we relate to other people. It's a constant. Then the second part is to display patience. It's a concrete action. You know, Jesus commands the Pharisees, and he refers to the Old Testament scripture, they condemn Matthew, the tax collector. Jesus goes, first of all, calls him, says, follow me, and then he goes to his house and has supper. And the Pharisees are very upset about that. How could you sit and eat with a man who's a sinner? And Jesus calls them to the Old Testament and says, go learn what this means. And he quotes from the prophet Hosea, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Go learn what this means. You know, the Pharisees are the ones who are experts in the law. Jesus telling them, go learn. So for us today, it's easy to hear this. We need to feel pity. We need to have compassion. We need to show patience to other people. But then how do we do it? It's really hard. It's not as simple as just saying we need to do it. But we do need to say we need to do it, right? It's a matter of eternal things. This is what the kingdom will be like, Jesus tells us. So how do we do it? How do we find it in our hearts if it's not there? Maybe we know somebody who wronged us a long time ago. Maybe there's somebody we just don't get along with. Maybe somebody bugs us, always makes life difficult for us. Well, we can't just say we don't want to have a part of that person because we are all united to one another. That's the prayers of the church. Unite us to one another. And if we receive the body and blood of Christ from the Eucharist, we are all one. We are one body. We can't have animosity. We can't have hatred. We can't have grudges and be wishing ill will on another person. So how to do it? The answer is to learn. Learn from the Master. Just as in the Gospel today, the two servants and the one Lord, you know, Jesus gave that so we would learn, so that they would learn. It's not easy. But if God is our God, and if we belong to Him through Jesus Christ, we need to keep up our part of the covenant. Learn from God. We do that through prayers. We do that through reading the Gospels. And then we have the great example of Jesus Himself, right? We just said a few minutes ago, died for us, gave His life, even while we were dead in sins. So we weren't deserving of anything we get from God. God had compassion on us. and is very patient, and we also call him long-suffering. There's another gospel in which Peter asks the Lord, how many times should I forgive somebody? You know, as many as seven? And Jesus tells him, not seven, but 70 times seven. And we like to, in our understanding of the Gospels, play with the numbers. You know, number seven is the divine number. It represents God. So that teaches us we can't do it in and of ourselves. We just can't muster up the will to love somebody that we can't get along with. We have to learn from God. We have to be praying. We have to be coming to confession, telling God our sins and our faults. We have to be looking to Jesus as our great example. Everything we have in this eternal kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is a gift to us. We didn't deserve it. So we can't then turn around and hold grudges against somebody else because they did something wrong to us. So we have to learn it, people. We have to learn how to love, how to forgive, and how to be godlike. Because it's a human thing, a fallen thing, to hold a grudge and to want to punish and wreak vengeance on somebody and get even. But it's a divine thing, the way of God, to show mercy, to be patient, and to have compassion on somebody else. The first step, and I always like to tell people this when they come to confession, if there's a person in our life, you know, if we're trying to deal with that person, sometimes we just shut them out and we don't think about them. But we should be praying for them, you know. Even the people we don't like, the people that give us a hard time. First thing, pray, include them in your prayers. You pray for children, grandchildren, parents, friends, brothers and sisters. You want God to save those people, to protect them, and to have mercy on them. Include the person you don't like in that. Because that shows God that you wish that person no ill will. And God wants that person to be saved, right? So we should too. So if we're not already doing that, let's think about that as the first step toward learning how to be compassionate and how to be forgiving. Because it's important for us. It's not just something that we do to be able to be part of the church, but it's something that our eternal salvation depends upon, right? This whole gospel today is about the kingdom, and it uses language of the final judgment, settling accounts, right? This is how God is going to look at us at the end. Did you keep your part of the covenant? I am your God, and you are my people if you do this. And the commandment is to love one another even as I have loved you. So thank God for the message today, for the gospel according to Matthew. We thank God for allowing us to be his sons in Jesus Christ, in the great sacrifice of our Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. And we ask that we would learn how to be good servants of him by imitating the Master. If we can't forgive, start learning how. If we can't be compassionate, start looking to the Lord and learning from him. If we can't feel pity and love even our enemies, look to Jesus on the cross, because that's where all the answers are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.